The Sheriff, The Dark Side of Good, by Roger Mendoza. Chapter 1, The Hanging. "Wake up, you sorry son of a bitch," yelled the sheriff. Alexander woke up with a jolt. Three men stood over him. The sheriff stood in front, laughing. "Let's go for a little walk," said the sheriff. Two of the men picked Alexander up and dragged him down a dark, seemingly endless corridor. A third man was walking just behind him, muttering a prayer of sorts. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." His adrenaline was pumping while his breathing became shallow and erratic. Beads of sweat, forming under his brow, flowed relentlessly into his eyes. The corridor led out to an open area. There in the center was a wooden structure with stairs leading up to a platform with a rope hanging from the center of the structure. It took a couple of minutes for Alexander to realize what the structure really was. He had never seen a gallows before, though he'd read about them in adventure books. The pain in his leg was excruciating. It had broken when the stagecoach overturned during the robbery. Alexander couldn't put any weight on his leg. Two men were holding him as he hobbled his way up the ramp. The sheriff was walking behind Alexander. "Please let me see my son," Alexander pleaded with an air of resignation. They were up the stairs and nearer to the hanging rope. The sheriff leaned over and whispered into Alexander's ear. "I shot him in the head. The fool was going to go back home with you. Now you can go join that son of a bitch in hell." The others did not hear those icy words that stabbed at Alexander's heart. His eyes widened with shock as his body tensed with rage. The sheriff was laughing when Alexander lunged at him. The two men escorting Alexander stood in shocked silence as Alexander knocked the sheriff to the ground and started pummeling the sheriff's face. The two men recovered and pulled Alexander off the sheriff. The red-faced sheriff jumped to his feet and planted his tightly clenched fist squarely on Alexander's face. Blood began to flow from Alexander's now broken nose. The sheriff grabbed the hood that would have covered Alexander's head for the hanging. He wiped his bloody hand on it and tossed it onto the ground below. The other two men dragged Alexander over to the center of the platform. There, before him, he saw the noose swaying back and forth from the commotion on the platform. The realization of what was about to happen hit him like a ton of bricks. He cried, "Why?" They shoved him forward. He did not resist. "Hang that son of a bitch, he's crazy. He tried to kill me. Hang him," yelled the sheriff. Alexander felt the cold, stiff rope slide over his broken nose and fit tightly around his neck. The rope had a wet, dank smell, like old sweat and fear. He was giving up. He had failed. His son was dead. There was no reason to resist, to go on. The sheriff saw a posse fast approaching the town square. He could not tell who they were, but he was certain that they were there to interfere with the hanging. It was a blisteringly hot day on the platform in the square. It felt like the middle of hell. He looked over at the noose around Alexander's neck that in just moments would snap that neck. Alexander would soon fall through the trapdoor. The sheriff wanted Alexander dead. His breathing quickened in anticipation of his quest finally being over. He'd waited years to exact his revenge on the man responsible for his wife's death. No one was going to deprive him of this, not when he was this close. "Damn it, who the hell is that?" he said as he pointed in the direction of half a dozen men coming towards the town square. The sheriff had committed a heinous crime, several actually. The sheriff successfully managed to blame Alexander for the stagecoach robbery just a couple of days before. The sheriff had killed a driver and a wealthy couple from Alexander's hometown. "Hurry up, let's get this thing done. We're here to serve justice," the sheriff said to the deputy. "But," said the deputy. The deputy looked at Alexander's face. His face was bloody and bare. "Shouldn't he have a hood?" The sheriff glared at the deputy. Yes, sir, said the deputy. We're here to do a hanging, said the sheriff. The sheriff didn't wait for the trapdoor to open. He hurried down the stairs and ran to his horse. A crow swooped down to the sheriff. Caw, caw, screamed the crow. The sheriff swung his pistol and hit the crow. It fell to the ground, stunned. Damn crows, I'll kill every last one of you, said the sheriff as he walked over and used his heel to smash the bird's head. He holstered his pistol, jumped on his horse, and pulled out his rifle. The sheriff rode in the direction of the approaching posse, holding the reins in his left hand and the rifle in his right. What do you men want? Said the sheriff as he drew near the posse. You're hanging an innocent man, said the bank owner. You are mistaken. That man robbed a stagecoach and killed everyone in there, said the sheriff. He looked beyond the bank manager and was stunned to see his nephew Tom riding up alongside a young boy. You are under arrest, said the sheriff from the big city. Tom, what the hell have you gone and done? Said Sheriff Thomas, ignoring the city sheriff. With his gaze fixed on his nephew, an enraged Sheriff Thomas J. Buchanan lifted his rifle and fired. Multiple shots rang out in return. The sheriff slumped over and fell to the ground. A wounded Tom had fallen from his horse as the gunfire had erupted. Holding his arm, Tom ran to his uncle. Uncle Thomas, don't die, said Tom. Tom looked in the direction of the scaffolding. Is he dead? Whispered Thomas, blood dripping from his mouth and nose. Tom looked down at his uncle. Why, Uncle Thomas, why did you do this? Said Tom.